push through the playoffs with Lance McAllister.
No, we're not playing for a Super Bowl this week, so got to get through this.
Ray St. Clair Roofing, your home's trusted problem solver. Now your host, Lance McAllister, on 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
All right, let's get to this. 3 hours unfolding now. You, me, between 6 and 9 o'clock tonight with a boatload of Bengals conversation. Let's kick it off with our first guest from Bengals.com. He is Mr. Bengals.com. We'll talk Bengals and Chiefs with Jeff Hobson. How we doing?
Lance, how are you? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Great catching up with you. You wrote about it this week. It's impossible not to be happy for Jackson Carmen, and certainly his Fairfield High School coach is certainly proud of him.
Yeah, I think, it's tough playing in your hometown. That's one of the reasons, Sam Hubbard is just, you look at what he's done. So much pressure being in your hometown, and I think, we're watching it unfold. Lance, he's a guy that's could have gone in the tank. Didn't play in a game for much of the year. And, you'd have to say his first start at NFL left tackle went pretty good. I think that's it's a heartwarming story, I also think on his 23rd birthday, it kind of underlined just how young he was when they drafted him. Yeah. And, I think what Frank Pollock told him, the story is yet to be written, and let's watch him write it.
Jeff, can they replicate the run game from last week this week?
Well, it's a great question. You certainly got to figure the Chiefs are going to respond to that. And I think it's going to be a chess match. Mixon plays. I think a guy you don't talk about enough, but Mixon has been. He doesn't have these gaudy rush numbers. But whenever he's called upon, whether it's in the check down game or when the other team dares him to run, he responds. And, they're going to have, the Chiefs are going to have to gamble if they want to stop the run, then there's all those other problems, So I think it will be interesting to see how the Bengals, attack it early, because I think they believe if they can score quickly, they can certainly, last week in Buffalo was the perfect script. And they get up throwing, and they salted it away running. Will the Chiefs allow them to do that Sunday?
Jeff Hobson, Bengals.com, checking in. Our leadoff hitter tonight on Sports Talk. You had a great Lou stat. I think in the past six postseason games over 11 months, the Bengals have allowed an average of 18 points a game. Jeff, the synergy between his vision and the pieces he has to work with, it's something pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I was talking to some of the guys around the defense, the linebackers coach, James Betcher, Louis Choffee, who's been here over several years in different stints as a Bengals coach, and they just rave about how smart these guys talk the game all the time. Betcher was a defensive coordinator on some real good defenses with Arizona. He was with the Giants. That's how he hooked up with Lou. And Betch mentioned that, these guys are always talking the game. The communication is impeccable out there. He'll walk through the locker room and there's, Von Bell talking to the linebackers. And they're not talking about where they're going for dinner. They're talking about what they're seeing on the field, They're looking at their iPads, Jesse Bates, DJ Reader, Hubbard, these guys are always talking about the game, and there's a reason. We always talk about Burrow, but we're here because they're giving up 18 a game. And, to hear them talk about, there's a reason they're giving up 18 a game, and that's it. They're that committed to it. They're that smart about it, and you can see it on the field when they communicate.
I loved your description of Mike Hilton, calling him a 184-pound road white uniformed knight. What a piece on Lou's chessboard. He is in so many ways a symbol of what they do and who they are.
Yeah, and that's where you tip your hat to the scouts, Duke Tobin, Steve Radicevic, Mike Ponce, all those guys, the pro scout guys. After sitting down with Lou, what did Lou want? And, you're exactly right, Lance. Hilton is symbolic of what they seek, versatility. You know, one snap, Hilton can tackle Derrick Henry. You know, the next snap he can be hiding behind Trey Hendrickson and bang Josh Allen. You know, the next snap he's running. You know, step for step for you know with Juju Smith-Schuster. So, you know, I think it's that, you know, Hilton certainly is the epitome of that. Best nickel corner in the league, no question.
Is there a matchup, either side of the ball, a matchup in particular, fans should have their eye on that you will have your eye on?
Well, you know, whenever that revamped offensive line, you know, those three guys in the middle, Teddy Karras, Max Schaap, and Cordell Volson, going against Chris Jones, the man's a monster. You know, he's almost engulfed. You know, how Joe Burrow has gotten away from him the last three games, I don't know. But that's a key matchup on that side of the ball. And I think, defensively, Logan Wilson and how he patrols underneath, Wilson and Pratt. I mean, you're going to have several people are going to be covering Travis Kelce. They cannot let what Jacksonville did, and they don't do it. That's one of the reasons that they're 3-0. They haven't let Travis Kelce kill them. And that's part of the reason is they put a lot of different guys on him. The last time they played, Trey Flowers didn't play him. He's the tight end guy, and he did a great job on him in last year's title game and in the regular season game. We'll probably see him on him again. He's healthy, but there's going to be a variety of guys. The key of those linebackers, though, and how they patrol the middle of the field, they got to make sure that, you know, Pratt and Wilson have to make sure Kelce does not go off like he did last week against Jacksonville.
Last question for the Tampa Bay. Really clicks with Joe, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he is so comfortable. You know, you look at all three guys, Callahan's the son of a coach, Zach Taylor's the son of a coach, Dan Pitcher's like the grandson of a coach. You know, it's in their DNA. Pitcher and Burrow, it's kind of interesting. They're both, you know, kind of from a small town America, you know, Burrow, the toast of Athens. Pitcher was a great quarterback for Courtroom High School in upstate New York. They both kind of have the same personality, kind of a no BS. Both very smart guys. Pitcher's a very smart guy. That's not surprising that he's getting looked from other clubs. You know, I hope he sticks.
Hey, Greg, catching up as always. I know you're busy. I appreciate your time.
Lance, always a pleasure. The best to you. I hope we're talking next week about the next game.
Amen to that. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Lance.
There you go. Jeff Hobson, Bengals.com senior writer, Bengals.com. The leadoff hitter, the man who gets on base to set up the conversation tonight. Headlines and more. Got a lot to get to specifically in this first hour. I'll bring you into the mix in a caller-driven topic about the Bengals in the 7 o'clock hour. But as we come back, some headlines after news, kind of a look at the defense of this team later on in the back half hour, the offense of this team, and so much more ahead. Sports Talk presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing, your home's trusted problem solver. Man, honored to have them on board tonight. We are rolling till 9 on 700 WLW.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, home to internationally known blood cancer physicians and researchers, the University of Cincinnati Cancer Center offers patients new and personalized treatments. Call 513-585-UCCC. You'll have to deal with the closure of Colerain Avenue, both north and southbound between Blue Spruce Road and Hawaiian Terrace, shut down because of an accident. Shepherd Road going to be the best way to get around it. 75 southbound between Shepherd Lane and Ronald Reagan Highway, 3 or 4 minutes of delay time. 71 north between Norwood Lateral and Stewart Road, 2 or 3 minutes of heavy traffic there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, a low of 33. Then Saturday, clouds, a few peaks of sun, a high of 49. At night, rain develops late and carries into Sunday until about noon, a low of 40 degrees and a high 45 on Sunday. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh, News Radio 700 WLW.
From his secret broadcast lair on the sixth floor of a shiny building near I-71 and Montgomery Road,
what?
Mighty Mike McConnell summons his circle of champions. The master of the motorways, Chuck Ingram, has the latest traffic. The baroness of the barometer, Jennifer Ketchmark, has the latest forecast. And the emperor of athletics, Seg Dennison, has the latest sports.
That is amazing.
Bound together, Mike McConnell raises his banner of greatness to bring you another super morning.
That makes me feel good.
Monday morning at 5 on 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Miami Valley Gaming.
Get to Miami Valley Gaming.